Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers in Shindaddy. And Creighton, anything going on today with Shindaddy?
Yeah, I think Steve would enjoy this. He set a whole lounge up. He's got a lounge set up. It's just big, comfortable chairs and couches. And guess what they're calling it? The Mattel Lounge. So they're bringing in the small little Mattel video games we used to play. Remember those?
Yes.
Football, baseball,
yes.
Basketball. You ever play those, Jake?
I believe so.
Jake, they were incredible.
The Mattel Lounge.
So he has about 15 of each game.
Jeez.
You can come in, drink coffee, and play old school 1976 Mattel football.
Relax.
Oh, Jake.
So we're back to actual better times.
Better times. When you had
way
one of those.
Times.
And you could get lost.
Don't even start.
You could go for 3 hours and your head never came up. Mm-hmm. You would just play. And the football, you just went back and forth and you just had to kind of adjust. And oh, it was the simplest of this little red LED lights. And that's all it was on this little screen, Jake, about this big.
That's right.
And it would eat up. It would eat up hours of your day. And then Mom, can I get some more batteries? Just wanted more batteries. All you cared about was more batteries.
Double A's.
Oh, and then when it wouldn't work, like the baseball, when you struck out, remember the sound when you made the out? Remember the out?
Listen, me and Mike Katroki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was our whole summer. It was our whole summer. I mean.
How about when you hit it, too? Bing, yep. Bing, 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 bing. And it gave you the single or a triple.
I mean, you were a pitcher.
Yeah.
And I would actually, like, if I was playing and it was Fernando Valenzuela, I would try to pitch like Fernando Valenzuela. I just throw curveballs, even though they're getting smacked.
It's fun to throw the curve.
I mean, I can't throw a heater because Fernando really didn't throw a heater. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so there's a lounge,
with
red velvet chairs.
And the Mattel, and with Mattel game set. It's heavily lit.
Yes.
The basketball game wasn't as good. Baseball and the Mattel baseball and football was where it was at.
Baseball for sure.
Yeah. So that was what's going on. Yes.
Listen, look at Ben.
Ben has no idea what this is.
He said on the grease board, "I'm lost right now." It's okay.
Yeah.
It's because you're young, Ben.
Yeah. You're a young
man. You wouldn't understand.
He wasn't lost during the break when he was talking about got to run Dylan more.
Yeah. give us a
run. I say that on air. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's fine. We'll go to right there. Now. How about that?
Yeah.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Nebraska's offense is stuck in mud right now. They scored 21 points offensively against Purdue. They scored 14 points against Rutgers, who gave up a bunch of points to Wisconsin and UCLA back-to-back weeks. They scored 7 points against Indiana in the 56-7 loss last Saturday. So I guess, again, you have 5 games to go. You need 1 game to get to a bowl game. You want more than that if you can. How much can you change offensive play calling during the season without changing coordinators? What can Nebraska do to spark things, change things up for the 5 games to go? Is there a simple fix or not?
Like, Bill mentioned the thing yesterday. I mean, it's really interesting what you brought up. The maybe insert Heinrich Harburg a little bit more. But as we were talking off air, how much more is the key?
Yeah, I don't know what
that threshold
would be. So I said yesterday, the things that would bother me, I didn't add the third one. Things that would bother me as a defensive coordinator would be free access throws to Fedoni, because he's gotten some catches off of those.
Free access throws.
Also would be, or just anything he's made some plays down in the pass game. The next part of it would be the quarterback run game with Harburg would definitely concern me. And the third thing is the wide receiver run game, because they've been creative. Yeah. So the wide receiver run game has been very good, especially in the red zone.
Which is Corey Barney.
Yeah, it's been very good. So that would be if I'm looking, I'm going like, hey, guys, we cannot let this happen to us. And this is also a chance where a deal with Harburg is that defensively, if you're just like, they do it once or twice, survive it. If they go to a little bit more, becomes their short yardage package also a little bit more, then it keeps them on the field. then it's a big concern, because then it's going to be like, well, what do you do? How are you going to stop it? Ah, we're not really going to try to worry about stopping it. We're going to try to maintain it or contain it to not make it be big plays, and then we'll just kind of then they'll move on.
I mean, let's face it. The if you just want to get right down to it, first of all, I agree with you. The issue becomes, how much do you use them before you anger the starter?
It's been the question all along.
I mean, that's it. You got to get to that. Yeah. Now, the other thing that Benito brought up,
Young Penn,
is why not run Dylan a little more, or ask him to scramble a little bit. Ask him to scramble a little bit more, and why not call some design run with Dylan?
Ben's not through this.
Can you?
Well, he's 100% athletic enough to do it.
He's big.
He's big, so he would cause a problem with that in the true quarterback run game.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't run it like Heinrich. Nobody's saying that.
But he does. But no, he has totally has the enough ability to be able to do that. And like I said, he makes several people in that game on Saturday. There was free hitters that he made miss. There were some that people that were blitzing off the edge, and he made a miss. Mm-hmm. So he has enough foot speed and stuff to build quickness to be able to do that. And he's obviously hooked up just in football knowledge, and so he would be able to feel and be able to run and be able to do those things. And anytime you say, well, what else can we do to run the football? My first thought is just
QB.
How do we get the extra quarterback run here? Because last year the rushing numbers were better, correct?
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, they were way better.
Because they had
they're running quarterback.
Because they had a running quarterback. Yeah, why it was better. And they had scramble yards.
They were second in the Big Ten in rushing. I believe they finished second
in the Big Ten. And they had scramble yards
right. That
showed up. They had scramble yards that showed up. So
now nobody's asking to go back. Yeah. And let's be careful.
I'm not trying to go backwards.
No, you're not going back to that. What
I'm saying is, what bothers defenses?
Right.
Quarterback run game bothers defenses.
100.
The wide receiver run game bothers defenses.
This conversation is all about the threshold. Yeah. How much is too much with Heinrich?
Also, you can't, if y'all also like, hey, we're going to make a change here. We're going to try to do this about 15 times a game. That's too much.
Okay, yeah, wait a second. What is 15?
I think that's too much.
Yeah, but 12 is okay.
But I think if you're in that 10 range of all
10 to 12,
10 to 12.
Can I get you to 15? Maybe.
No. Like an auctioneer over there, the old auctioneer trying to get. I don't have a right number. Again, I'm saying what.
No, I know you don't have a number.
What bothers defenses? Quarterback run game bothers defenses.
See, now
it's 11-on-11 football.
Jake, you asked a good question. I mean, what can you do? You don't have a whole lot of things you can do. You can't go to a waiver wire and pull a guy off.
No,
you got what you got.
Your team is what your team is right now.
Right. And in fact, you probably, I don't know if you're going to have Ramir Johnson on Saturday. He's in the concussion protocol. Deshaun Singleton's in concussion protocol. This is an offensive discussion, though. So Ramir's a big part of the discussion. In fact, I would be going with Ramir more at this point. Because you're looking for big plays, and he can give you big plays because of his speed. But he's in protocol, so that takes another guy out that you would could help you.
Generally, it'd be interesting that I may be dead wrong on this, but generally, if you're in protocol, most likely it's a very hard return.
I was going to ask you that. Could they be back on Saturday?
They could be. You never know. You don't know what's going on. All I'm saying is if you're in concussion protocol, that you're always going to err on the side of caution.
In the NFL, typically you're out for that game. Yeah. Typically. It's very rare you can play the game.
It would take some sort of, like, it was misdiagnosed at the time of.
I love this Heinrich Harburg discussion, because early in the season when they were, they were pretty functional offensively, even against Colorado, they scored 28. They're pretty functional against Northern Iowa, they scored 34. And I wasn't really, I don't mince words at this point in my life. I just thought that conversation was an annoyance. Why are we forcing Heinrich Harburg in? Now that the offense is struggling, now I'm like, okay, I'll listen. Because his legs are so fresh, and as we said in the break, he's a good, really good runner. Mm-hmm. He's not just like a Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Baker can run a little bit. No, Heinrich can really run.
And it's different than Wildcat, which means all of a sudden you're snapping it to a running back. He's a quarterback. He can throw it. So now you can't.
You have
issues with all of a sudden, because you have to play 11-on-11 football to stop the run. So now that also frees up your wide receivers.
Bill, I got to ask you a question. Now, you're a coach. If it's Tuesday, and you start putting these plays in in practice, and Heinrich's playing more, obviously. Do you worry about that affecting your starter's confidence?
I think you have. Like you said, you're just, it's pretty simple. It's just, here's what we're doing to try to be productive. And I think you have an adult conversation with everybody. I would imagine that that would not, I can't speak for anyone, but for most quarterbacks and for Dylan Raiola that just wants to win and do well, he's not coming out because he's not like you're the problem. It's like, hey, this is an advantage. We have something that other people don't have. Mm-hmm. We have a quarterback that has played a lot and mm-hmm. he has the ability to run the football.
Okay.
So there's an advantage with that. So we're gonna use that in some. Maybe it's just more in short yards. Maybe it's more just in the red zone. Maybe it's something of that nature like that. But like I said, it keeps going back to the problem. I'm just talking from one perspective. What is hard from a defensive coordinator's perspective?
I understand where you're coming from. I understand completely. Now, you were a quarterback. What if your dad would have said, we're going to start using Bolt a little bit in some situations?
Bolt or Gavin, either one like that.
Would you have been okay?
Yeah.
You said, Dad, what the hell are we doing?
What are we doing?
I'm your son.
Yeah. I'm your son. I think you have a chance to be all conference. What are you doing?
I want to be all conference, Dad. Pull me off the field and get me there.
This has been a commonly asked question that we can push it away if we want to, but it's been asked by people on the text line, is if Harburg is such a good runner and he's on the field, why can't he be in the backfield?
That's a good question.
I mean, he's a quarterback.
No, it's a very good question. Yeah. I think the answer is I think he could be. I don't know, though, Bill, how taxing is it to ask Harburg? Now, you're our backup quarterback, but you're also going to be a running back now. There's only so many reps, right?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. And then, especially if he's going to do more in the game as far as, like, say he's going to do pass protection and what the blitz pickup is. Exactly. Oh, you talk about mind numbing. Yeah. Oh, that is, yeah.
But is some of that, as a quarterback, shouldn't he know that stuff anyway?
Yeah, but when I'm talking about the run game, though, I'm talking about creating different numbers advantage, not so much creating just a different running back.
I got you.
And so this is all about the difficulty it takes to do those numbers, to stop those runs. And quarterback counter, and those different things that they do, it is really hard to stop. You have to play with all 11. 11 guys have to stop that. Or somebody's got to do something incredibly well to be able to stop that.
Interesting conversation.
It's still funny to me that the first catch of last season went to Heinrich Harburg as a tight end. Last year, he can play a lot of places in the field. He is a backup quarterback right now. He's a quarterback, but he is capable of playing more.
Now, as far as other things you can do, I don't know. Well, one thing you can do is start just telling number 17 and number 19, go run track on the football field and go just go routes. Remember, I'm an offensive coordinator by nature. Yes.
More go routes. Okay.
I mean, just send those guys up the field. Yeah. 19 and 17. Mm. Lloyd and Barney. Mm. Go.
Just run as fast as you can.
Tennessee ran 3 go routes against Alabama to win that game. Yeah. There's 3 go routes. Just go.
OC simple.
Yes. You can't do it?
Yeah, you can. You can. Yeah, I'm never. First of all, if you don't challenge people down the field, that makes it tough.
Whip it.
And they'll be able to do that.
They can run. Yeah. Those guys can run.
They can run. Absolutely.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You might have to take some chances. Right?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yes, a little bit. Yes, a little bit.
He just wants the big play, man. Come on.
Ben's laughing
at the deep ball. Yeah. He likes the deep ball.
I like the deep
ball. Go run some track. On the football field. Sprinters.
Yeah. Well. And right now, like I said, everyone's been through this at some point in time. Everyone is scrambling. They're trying to figure some things out. It's like, what is, you know, the simplest thing we can do. We heard Coach Rule talk about that. What do we do the best? Mm-hmm. How do we expand off of that, you know, to try to get some certain part of the things kind of going a little bit. And sometimes, again, when you go back and watch the film, generally you'll always say the same thing. It's never as good as it seems, never as bad as it seems.
Well, yeah.
So that's 100%. Go ahead and win a game.
You're right.
Win a game by 30, and you come back and watch the film and be like, "Oh, this could have been a 7-point game. Wow, did we get away with some stuff or something happened?" So there's probably enough things on there where it's like, "Hey, this is all there is to make this better is just this. It's just this." But the other team is making the same. They're making adjustments too. That's the other thing to remember. The teams you're playing are making adjustments too. And then down the road here, How are they doing mentally? I mean, my favorite conversation is schedule. And once you get past Ohio State, right there, no one is peaking. There's no one. It's like, oh, man, Iowa's on a heater.
Nope.
No, they're not. Wisconsin is a little bit. But boy, do they have a schedule coming up.
Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern. Yeah. That's who they've beaten to get kind of on track.
Yeah.
Purdue,
yeah.
Rutgers, Northwestern.
Yeah. So they did things handily some stuff.
They did.
But still, the same thing. And then their schedule is brutal. So they're not going to run into a buzzsaw from Wisconsin at all. Iowa, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. Iowa looks
2-5 UCLA. No.
USC. What about USC?
3-4. Everything. That is a championship team or bust.
How will that crowd be out in LA when Nebraska plays?
The USC fans will be 30,000 of them. They won't show up. They'll be Nebraska fans will have some fans there. No, it'll be 60,000 fans.
That's what I wanted to hear from you. It won't 60. Be, God, if they get 60, I'd be amazed by that.
Yeah, it may not. But they'll be. Nebraska literally will probably have 15,000 to 20,000 fans there. Just the Californians for Nebraska and everybody in Arizona. It's just a close game for them to get to. So there'll be a bunch of fans there.
What is it,
Last
Jake?
Thing from DeWitt Ron on the text line says, DeWitt. Where has Carter Nelson been recently?
That's a good question. I always say this. There's a gaping void in the media's analysis, Bill. And the gaping void is we don't see practice.
Absolutely.
So I can't answer that all fully. When he's on the field, it does look good.
Yeah.
He's explosive. He runs away from people. He catches the ball well, but I don't know what's going on in practice. I don't know. Maybe he's just not.
It usually gets down to, like you said, at that position with you have a number of veteran guys, and I don't think anyone would say, well, explain to me, what do you think what's the number one problem, or give me your top three issues that maybe Nebraska could do better offensively. And the top three is not, well, you have to isolate Carter Nelson.
No.
That's not in the equation right now.
No, I'm not.
He's a true freshman, and like I said, yes, he has a ton of ability, but I wouldn't look at that if I'm a Nebraska fan of being like, well, that's our reason.
I don't know. If you run three goes, I might put him out there.
Put him out there.
Give him a shot.
You want four? We can do four. There's five.
I'm telling you, Tennessee on that winning touchdown pass, that was three go route. Yes. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
Me and you would match wits. I'm the OC, you're the DC.
Let's see how it goes. I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see your pass protection. I'd like to see how you got that set up. Let's see how that's set up. Who's picking this up?
Oh, God.
Bill's bringing the heat. When we come back, NFL winners and losers next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.